Colonel Joseph Mayayaru, the head of Police Crime Investigation Department in town, says the police arrested Kok at a checkpoint as he was returning from Wau to town.
The arrested executive director admitted that he bought a gun and bullets from Wau, but refused to tell us details of the person who sells guns and ammunition in Wau. We have transferred him to Rumbek, where his court case might be handled by the military based in Lake State.
Warabi State Governor Bona Panagbiar confirmed security forces arrested the Pomatong East County official for breaking the law.
I'm aware that this executive director is arrested by the police in Tonj. What he has done is a serious violation of the constitution. Therefore, he must go to court. I am not aware that he was taken to Rumbek for jail.
Bol Akot Bol is the deputy head of South Sudan People's Defense Force Disarmament Unit in Greater Barral Ghazal region. Akot confirmed Kok is being detained in Rumbek in connection with a charge of illicit possession of weapons.
This guy was arrested in Tonj carrying two boxes of ammunition and one AK-47. Now he is under the national security custody.
CID Chief Maye says police choose to transfer Kok to Rumbek rather than detain him in Tonj after learning that his relatives were forcibly planning to attack the prison and free him. Kok's mother, Maria Nyanfanater, accuses the security forces of stealing her son's personal belongings, including his cell phone, during his arrest. Ater also says she has been told her son was beaten after being detained and was taken to an unknown location where the family has no access to him.
My son just left for Wau recently. Unfortunately, I was told that Tonj police arrested him and took him to Rumbek. I am asking the authorities to rescue my son from daily torture. Why do they restrict the family members from seeing him, and why did they take him to Rumbek instead of Kwajok, the headquarters of Warap State?
Lakes State Governor Makur Kulang confirmed a man arrested for possessing a weapon and ammunition in Tonj Town was transferred to his state and is being detained by a disarmament force.
Yes, he's a criminal.
He's a criminal, and what he has done is the highest form of criminality in the country. Our people are dying on a daily basis because of these guns.
Both Warabi State Governor Biar and Lakes State Governor Kulang deny allegations that the arrested former executive director is being tortured while he is in detention. For BOA News, Daniel Marengwek in Juba.